Diamond.
Yeah. Go, go, go. You finna shoot up the car.
Shoot up the car?
Yeah, go.
What the fuck? What is that? What the fuck is that?
And finally, and this is the one conservatives love to get wrong, one we're obsessed with here on the show, there has been a big decrease in violent crime under President Biden.
Boom! Alec, Chicago boom. Let's go take a look at how Chicago is functioning. Now that it's been fixed, boys, now that they have captured those white supremacist black Nigerian twins who tried to kill Juicy Smollett. And, of course, the miracle powers of Mayor Beetlejuice and this other mayor dipshit that they got. Now, they told everybody, who white supremacists? We're going to catch you. We're going to arrest you. And now everything is totally fixed out there. Here you got a black dude. He's picking up his Uber passenger. And he's like, okay, it's a chick. I should be fine. This will be fine. She gets into the car and she goes, excuse me, sir. Hit that gas. Why? Because he's going to shoot us. And she gets down. He's like, what? What did you just say? No, you're going to get shot. Go fast. Boom, boom, pop, pop. Pop, pop. He's all confused. He's running people over right now. Look at that. Boom. He's fleeing from the white supremacist that tried to rape and murder this poor individual black woman in the background. He ran over another. He's running over white people. And he brought, boom. Look at that. It's motherfucking Death Race 2024, boys. Where's David Carradine at? All right, that's, he's dead. That's probably where he's at. So here you've got, again, this is what the liberals have brought. This is what progressive does. She gets into the car. You can see the dude. Oh boy, like you fucking see that. Look right here. There's a dude running up on the car. Look, he's gonna shoot us. This guy is completely confused. What? What? It's Chicago, dude. How are you confused about this? He's like, motherfucker. He's only picking up chicks at night. Thinking that's the best way to not get robbed, not get carjacked, not get raped himself, or probably eaten by some motherfucking Haitians. And he's like, damn. I specifically picked up LaQuisha thinking that I wouldn't get shot, but nope. This fucking dude's gonna get shot. What a crazy mess. It's a black Uber driver, a black passenger, and a black dude shooting at the car, but you know they gonna find a way to blame white people. This is left over from 1619. Who white supremacy did this? I think liberal shithead ballsies did this. I think a bunch of pandering to people based on their skin color and other stupid fucking shit that you use to weaponize victimhood status. I think that's probably what did this. It's not a law-abiding maggot, conservative insurrectionist Donald Blunt supporter. Just fucking popping. She just got shot at. She does not care. That chick's been shot at before. The dude that just tried to kill this woman, I'm thinking, has probably tried to kill this bitch multiple times. I'll show you. Tell me to stop pissing on the floor. Pop, pop, pop. She looks like this is not a big deal to her. We are not living on the same planet. This country, all kinds of fucked up. These Democrat-run shithole places with their rainbow flags, their BLM flags, their Palestinian flags, their Ukraine flags, their every fucking flag but American flag over there. This is not the same world that the rest of us are living in. It's not the same world. She is completely unfair. She on her motherfucking TikTok account now. She's like, damn, all right, dude. Dude, fuck. All right. Okay, we're far enough away. He got stormtrooper aims. Slow this fucking Prius down. Damn, he ain't gonna shoot us anymore. She is completely unfazed. I got a weird suspicion that the dude who popped them fucking rounds off in the direction of this car has probably been arrested a bunch of times. Probably constantly, consistently caught with guns and knives and drugs and fucking all types of illegal shit, and the Chicago shitheads just let them go. They gotta let them go. They can't arrest anybody. If they arrest anybody and charge anybody and put anybody in prison, then those statistics pile up, and then they can't run around going, hey, crime down, everybody. Did you know crime down? Look at these stupid racist Donald Trump supporting bigots over there thinking crime. That's a conspiracy theory. It's a conspiracy. You don't arrest anybody. Nobody turns in statistics. San Francisco don't turn crime statistics in. Oakland doesn't turn them into the FBI. The FBI doesn't bother turning in half their statistics. They are ignoring all of these crimes. They won't arrest anybody. They won't turn any statistics in when they actually fucking get it. And most people aren't even fucking calling the police. None of these people are going to call the police. The Uber driver ain't going to call the fucking police. She ain't going to call the fucking police after this. Dude's just fucking firing rounds off. Ain't nobody going to call the fucking police. All the shot caller microphones have been turned off by this dipshit mayor in this criminal city over here. And they're doing all of this so they can go, well, look, crime's down. Thanks, Joe Biden. Crime is fucking through the roof. Crime is so through the roof. This chick don't care that she's been shot at. All right, guys. There you have it. Thank you so much for watching the video, support channel. You want to be kept up to date with how you need to keep your head on a motherfucking swivel in a Democrat-run show. Hit that subscribe button and make way, because the salt must flow.